Well, today's gospel, again, just is making light years of progress in the history of religions. Because what Jesus first announces is a complete transformation of Torah. In Torah, you are actually not just permitted to hate your enemies, you're in some ways commanded, you know, to seek retribution against the enemies of Israel. Jesus changes this. He supersedes it completely. And he says, but I tell you, right, you've heard it said, but I say to you, right, but I say to you, love your enemies and do good for those who hate you. Pray for those who hate you. Holy mackerel. I mean, this is like unheard of. And of course, Jesus once again is putting mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and love ahead of the logic of retribution, ahead of the logic of justice and just retribution. Complete change in the history of religions. And then he goes further and he changes the entire doctrine on the interpretation of suffering. Previously in Israel, prior to Jesus, there were several interpretations of suffering. And one predominant one was that suffering was God's retribution for sinful acts. Not just punishment or retribution for the sinful acts of the person who did the sin, but it could be punishment on the children of that person or the children's children of that person down to the fourth generation. Now, Jesus changes that completely. He no longer holds to the retributive view of God and the retributive view of punishment for suffering. He first contextualizes it by saying that that we should love our enemies and do good for those who hate us. If that's what's being asked of us, that's who God is. God is the one who loves his enemies, does good for those who hate him. Then he goes underneath and says, he causes his rain to fall. That's suffering, right? He causes his rain to fall on both the just and the unjust. So the just are going to get some rain falling on them. And he causes his sun to shine on both the good and the evil. So evil people, they're going to get some sunshine. They're going to get some good times as well. So that God, in a sense, does not use suffering as punishment. He has something else in mind for suffering. Suffering is to bring us to contrition. Suffering is to bring us to the point of shocking us out of superficiality. Suffering is to bring us to greater humility, as of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, which we've been reading. Right? Suffering is to help us grow in compassion and in faith and in dependence on God. Suffering is for something else. God is not retributive. God is not a punisher. God is the one who uses the suffering that's within our world, caused by nature and caused by other human beings, to bring us to the fullness of ourselves and ultimately to his salvation in the eternal, loving, and joy-filled resurrection promised at Easter. Amen.